the reason we have the sources that we use now, particularly hydrocarbons, producing 9 out of 10 units of energy, 9 out of 10 units of power that we consume, come from hydrocarbons. Well, why? The reason is that they satisfy the four imperatives. They have high power density, they have high energy density, and they can satisfy our needs from a cost and scale standpoint. Now, let me just, we can talk for many hours on the four, but let me start from the last one, which is scale. We've heard and repeatedly, oh, well, we need to quit using hydrocarbons for whatever reason. Coal is dirty. Oh, natural gas, hydrofracking is terrible. Or oil, oh, peak oil, we're going to run out. Or oil causes terrorism. We've heard that over and over and over again from the people on the extreme right. And therefore, we need to quit using oil. Okay, fine. On an average day, the 6.7 billion people on the planet consume in commercial energy about 226 million barrels of oil equivalent. That's everyone, and it's from every source: nuclear, hydro, coal, oil, natural gas, solar, wind, everything. The total energy consumption on the planet per day is about 226 million barrels of oil equivalent. Well, that's about 27 Saudi Arabia's worth of primary energy. Saudis produce about 8.1 million barrels of oil per day, have since for the last 30 or 40 years. So if we want to just put it in Saudi terms, in Saudi Arabia's, it's 27 Saudi Arabia's. Well, of that 226 million barrels per day, we get about 200 million barrels per day from hydrocarbons, coal, oil, and natural gas. So if we want to find something else, whatever it is, to replace that 200 million barrels of oil equivalent per day, we need 23.5 Saudi Arabia's. That's a tremendous amount of energy, particularly when you consider the investments that the Saudis have made over the past 50, 60 years to get their oil production up to the level that it is now. So I can talk about power density and energy density, of course, but the first place to talk about any kind of energy transition has to be with the issue of scale.